Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger, better lives and businesses. And every single week, I say the same thing. I am always excited to come on to this podcast with my co-host Dan Calloway and Artie Williams to discuss the Youth Recreation Association and the great city of Riviera Beach. But after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Cunwell, I am still thoroughly convinced that we're all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us and in our own hometown from which we have come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. Every week, I enjoy reading something from the Riviera Beach Moment by Deborah Hall McCullough. And this week, I'll just read just a little about Tanya Maxwell Carroll. Ms. Carroll is a firefighter paramedic. Tanya Maxwell Carroll is Palm Beach County's first black female firefighter. She graduated from Palm Beach Gardens High School and from there went on to graduate cum laude from Barry University with a degree in public administration in 2009. Tanya received her master's degree in organizational leadership from Palm Beach Atlantic University in 2012. Tanya began working as a firefighter paramedic for the city of Riviera Beach in 1987. She developed and initiated the employee task exchange between the Riviera Beach Police and fire departments, resulting in 33% reduction in documented community complaints. Tanya served in the supervisory capacity as a training officer responsible for professional development of new firefighter personnel. She supervised and evaluated emergency medical services policies and procedures by keeping abreast of new methods and conducting studies of department operations. Tanya presented Fire Department Rescue and Emergency Medical Dispatcher, EMD, countywide protocols to the Palm Beach County, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and local public safety municipalities. She also assessed recruitment and personnel recruitment targets for developing multi-year hiring plans and department budgets. Tanya was the Riviera Beach Community Relations Supervisor. She established and coordinated the Community Emergency Response Team as well as coordinator of the CPR training program. She often organized and participated in community outreach activities, highlighting fire department objectives and community opportunities for partnerships. She facilitated fire prevention symposiums and emergency response actions. Tanya also served as fire department liaison to community and civic organizations. In 2002, at a city council meeting, Tanya received a certificate and was recognized by the City of Riviera Beach Fire Chief for providing life-saving assistance to a resident who had suffered a heart attack. Aside from her many responsibilities and accomplishments as the First Lady of Greater Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in West Palm Beach, where she is married to the senior pastor, Benjamin Carroll. Tanya is an ordained minister, a dynamic preacher, teacher, and conference host with Tanya Maxwell Carroll Ministries. She's also with Carroll Ministries International, the Green Church, which engages congregations in the fight against climate change and helps churches serve as centers of resilience that ensure their communities survive and thrive in the face of a disaster. Tanya oversees all efforts that support women in ministry and addresses family enrichment from a Christian base. And so we just give kudos to Tanya Maxwell Carroll, firefighter paramedic from the city of Riviera Beach. And with those Riviera Beach moments, we want to welcome Mr. Calloway and Artie Williams and ask both of you gentlemen, how are you both doing today?
Just wonderful, and hope that you and Artie is doing as well.
Yes, I'm doing great also.
Thank you.
Well, we're ready to go.
So, Mr. Calloway, we turn it over to you, Mr. Calloway.
Thank you. And it's just always a pleasure when I'm feeling well enough to be here, if I can hear your voice, because in our meeting Monday, Artie and I had a great meeting with the city manager and his assistant, Deidre. And we talked about where we're going to go and how we're going to get the money and where it's going to be placed is a 500 seating capacity shelter where we won't be caught like Fort Myers and the West Coast or some other cities when we have one of those number one hurricanes. And he said he's putting together a committee and they're working on something through the CRA and the city to get government funds or wherever. So we didn't get too far into where the money coming from, but they're going to start working on that. We should learn from other cities, especially where 20 of our guys with Richard Riles, Attorney Richard Riles and Dr. Drayton from, what is the name of that church, Artie?
St. James Missionary Baptist Church.
It was 20 of them went to Fort Myers and spent a day feeding hundreds and hundreds of people, and they're going to make another trip. We sent a lot of food over, and they met with some of the people in the education system, which Artie and I will go over either the latter part of January or the first part of February to talk to the principals of the two schools, especially the one Dunbar High in Fort Myers, because we have made a decision, the Youth Recreation, to give 6 scholarships because we want to give the city hope. Artie came up with the idea if we send 6, they can come back and work in the summertime and tell others, especially going to the predominant black colleges. That's where we want to go. But if they chose to stay in the state and go to another one of the colleges, we still will give them a scholarship. But if they go out of the state, it got to be one of the black universities and HBCU. So that we're going to take care of. And we've already started the fundraising. The people at Iron Horse Golf Course, I met an individual. We'll have him on the other one of these days. He's from Philadelphia, but he lives in that community, and he's glad to get some people to help out. And everybody think that's a great idea because we got to educate people, especially people over there that have lost everything. We got to give them hope. And the only way you can give people hope is to help them out and show them they got to get some higher education before they can get a good job. I don't want to labor and just talk about that all the time, but Artie, you read in the paper, and I hope that Ann read it in the paper last week. The average salary for a household in Fort Myers was $21,000 a year. I don't know how in the world people can live off $21,000, even with one person. And the highest was $37,000. And I know you read about, Artie, you talked to me about that the hurricane, most of the people didn't have enough insurance. They had only wind insurance, not wind and flood, because wind and flood cost a lot of money. That was more than their mortgage. So all those people lost a lot of their property through flooding, not going to be able to be unless the government make a special thing to help them out. But the insurance companies, you know, they always want to stop, figure out a way how not to feel a claim. But the guys, Richard Riles and another group will be going back over there. They were impressed with the attitude of the people that have nothing, but they were so glad. And it was about 8 ministers on that trip, and all the ministers in the black community there was right there helping out, feeding all those people. Artie, what did you take out of the meeting with the city manager Monday that you and I had with him and his assistant?
Well, actually, first of all, I thought it was a great meeting. We had a chance to force our opinion what we think should be done, and he was said that anything that you needed, that he would be there to provide. So I think knowing that we have the latitude to put up some things together to help the community and help the other communities, I think it was great. That was one of the things I thought was came out of the meeting that was fantastic, that he said he would be there for what we need. And knowing that we have so many issues here just in our county that we need to take care of, that he was willing to be a part of you putting together something to help the people over in St. Myers. So that being up Fort Myers, I thought that was great.
Well, the other thing, I'm glad you brought that up. He did extend the olive branch that, whatever, he said, Mr. Calloway, whatever you need me to do, I'll be there. Also, he accepted to be the key speaker when we honor about 12 people, what is that, in February, the Black History Banquet, the contributors, and he wanted to do that. But he also said that he knew that because of my illness that I was behind as the fundraiser for the youth recreation, and he volunteered that he would help us out just immensely for Thanksgiving, especially with the hams and chicken, he said. He would do that. I thought that was really great without me having to ask him, or you ask him, because he asked what can we do that we have done and helped out before, and now let's make that work. But he also said something about they got with Derek McCray, that he wanted something for the community along with the ministers. What about that? Explain that to the listening audience. Artie? Artie, can you hear me?
Artie, your phone might be on mute if you're talking, Artie. He's still there, but his phone might be on mute and he doesn't realize it.
Well, I think it's set up to be at this old city hall in front of the police station. I think they hired Derek McCray. Artie, are you on?
Okay, I'm back now. For some reason, it just lost reception. But, yes, I heard you, but I couldn't see anything. Wasn't going through. Yes, Ms. Calloway, that's on the October the 30th. They're setting up a program with the Rebbe Kahn. That's part of the committee that we're part of, that on the 30th we're doing Soul to the Polls. And during that time, they're going to have the ministers and other people to start out at St. James Missionary Baptist Church. We're going to line up there. I'm going to line up around 1:30. And then they're going to make that caravan over to Wells where they can vote early voting. And after they leave early voting, they'll be able to go across the street to the city hall where the library used to be, and they got it set up there where they're going to be able to provide food, water, and activities for the community. And we're looking to have that a lot of people to show up on that. So we're going to make sure we try to get as many people as possible to participate in the Soul to the Pole. And we'll be doing that. And after that, we'll be pretty much taking people back to the church. The minister's going to be there. We're going to have our speakers there. And most important thing is to just try to have people, to as many people as possible, to show up so we can get as many early voting as possible. So that's Sunday, October 30th, from 1:30 to 6:30. So we'll be trying to hopefully we can get that taken care of.
One of the things that happened over the, not over the weekend, really, it happened Friday. And after you left to go back, I wasn't going to call you on Saturday. I try to not interfere on the weekend when you go back up to Port St. Lucie. The senior citizen, I got 10 calls last week, and the senior citizen is asking, when will you come and set up a meeting? That's with Gwen and Alice Williams over there at the Lindsay Davis Senior Citizen Building, and bring the three cities of the Glades, Belgrade, South Bay, and Pahokee. And Ed Walker wanted to bring about 5 to 10 from Port St. Lucie that he's been taking care of there, but he can see what we are doing down here in West in Riviera and what we do with the people on the west side of the county. Now, are you going to contact Robert Walker over there and Kenny Funderburk, but they can talk to the three guys over the Recreation Park in South Bay, Belgrade, and Pahokee, and tell them on a Wednesday or Thursday which is best for them. Whatever day, you know, we make the decision what is best for over here. I prefer it be a Wednesday or Thursday, and David Palladino will be contacting, out there, when he said he'll go and talk to the owner about going to the Golden Corral and get the Golden Corral to donate the food for all our seniors that'll keep us, because we can't afford with the Thanksgiving and Christmas, we can't afford to have that many people, because we are talking about 150 senior citizens or more down at the marina. Now, when will you get with the guys in the Glades and get with the Recreation Director, Richard Blankenship, along with Gwen Oates and Alice Williams, to put that together so we can go public with it?
You know, every time we've had this event and brought the seniors over and we went over there, it turned out terrific, and they had a great time with the singing, and it was just with the games. So Monday, I would be calling Kenny Funderburk and Robert Walker, get those guys on board so we can just get them the dates that we want this to happen. And, of course, definitely let Richard Blankenship know what our plans are so that way he can have everything available for the seniors for Red Lindsay Davis along with Gwen Oates. But Monday is the date that I had set to give them a call for that.
Okay, well, the thing about it is, you remind our guests from the Glades, because they love to take part in on the table games, the bid whist, the bingo, and all that stuff like that. But they also love to grab the microphone and sing different songs. So if you're doing that in December, wouldn't you think that we can have everybody to come and join in with the Christmas carols? Because we'll be celebrating all of December, just like we got the same thing going. You and Terry on Nelson and Shaq Leonard Jr. How are you coming on with Old Holy Night?
Yeah, we just want to let the listeners know that Old Holy Night would be December 17th, and that's at Inlet Grove High School in Riviera Beach. So that's coming off great. We got Terry on as our main focus this year. She's going to be the main attraction, and we're putting together some acts, other acts to come on before her, but that's great. That's going to be December 17th at the Inlet Grove High School in Riviera Beach. And we also, you got other events before that, you know, after that, you know, after we do Old Holy Night, we still got our November event. It's going to be the November 27th with the Miami Dolphins game with the 50 students and the 5 chaperones. So we got that underway also. And then we also have the Thanksgiving. So we November is pretty busy, and then we're going into December with our Oh Holy Night. So that's going to be great. We got a lot of events coming up in the next couple of months.
Well, it's very important that you organize those different for the ones who come in from the Glades, because they have to rent buses, the recreation department bring all of them in the bus, and that gives them a chance. They love to go down at the marina because they get a chance to look in the lake, and because they have already asked you about 2 or 3 months ago, when can they bring the kids, and you set up something going over to Peanut Island. I don't know, have they lifted the curfew on that, because when the virus was running, they kept a lot of people from going over there. But we'll get into that later on. But right now, it is important that we do something for all these senior citizens. Because of the weather and because everything else in the last 2 months, we haven't been able to feed all the people you were feeding fresh fish. I talked to Ed Walker and all the guys who've been going out on the boat. Because of the weather, nobody could go. But pretty soon, it's going to calm down, and you got to go back and start answering how do you get fresh fish once a month or once every other month, because that helps them for so many meals. That's what the ministers were saying. Dr. Philip Brazil was asking a question the other day, what happened to the gifts of fresh fish? Well, because of the weather. When the weather is bad, nobody can go out on boats. That water's too dangerous. So you're planning on getting a date and have the three cities of the Glades and the ones here. And are we going to talk to Mary DeGraffenwright up in Boynton about her senior citizen and the ones at Pompey Park that want to come and join us? Are we going to wait for the new year with that?
Well, actually, I'll be reaching out to Mary this week too. So, once I reach out to Mary and see how her season is set up with her citizens, then maybe we can incorporate them with the events that we're having coming up in December. So, I think they'd be great and glad to be a part of that. So, I just have to reach out to her this week and get a better date that I can put that together.
Well, I think that we have to do that, even the tough times. And I know the toughest time is always Thanksgiving, because we got those 8,000 people, and we put in there, got people filling in where we thought we wasn't going to be able to buy as many hams and any turkeys and feeding all those people. But God always make a difference. I think that the senior citizen, we got to put more emphasis. When we were putting together the fiscal year budget and activities, that's why I put in six different times, because of, I'm 84 years of age, and I just made to be a senior citizen. So I know what is important with all them senior citizens. They're making a lot of calls asking the question, have we forgotten them? No, it's not forgotten them. It's just idea of so many other things, and we got to put things in perspective. And now with the new thing that we're going to do is, how many scholarships are we trying to give Fort Myers?
That was six for Fort Myers.
Six for Fort Myers. And it'll be either January or February when you will drive me and Richard Riles over and talk to the head of the schools and tell them how we want it to do. It doesn't have to be the smartest person. But we got to have – all of them need help. But the people who lost their house or lost their living place and not going to have any insurance or whatever, we don't want those kids to get separated where they got their mindset on going to some kind of school. We got to give them help. We've already told them we're going to do that. And right now we are moving along beautifully with that. Now, the other thing, what about everything set up for Thanksgiving? You got the 100 and some people that usually volunteer, or you add more. Of course, you got a call from, Benjamin School? Now,
yes.
What was that about?
Let us know that they on board again this year, like they do every year. They support us tremendously with the most of the turkeys and canned goods that we get from them. And they just want to let us know that they are on board again this year, and they'll be collecting the items for Thanksgiving to be picked up. And we are looking to always add more volunteers to what we're doing because we do a lot of deliveries. So, but yes, we're going to be ready. We're going to have enough volunteers, and hopefully we'll be able to get this out quickly. And so normally we'll be back home before noon and be able to celebrate Thanksgiving with our family.
That's beautiful. Now, but the other day when we sat with our group, I think we are about 250 to 400 cakes are behind. Now, what are you doing about that? See, every year we've been, in the last two or three years, we had a Pacific emergency person who bailed us out. We don't have that more. We got to find out somebody, and I won't call her name, but she bailed us out for the last two or three years. But we got to get those cakes. Now, you need to, what are you going to do? Are you going to go and talk to the young lady who was in the dessert business who used to live in Monroe Heights?
Yes.
You know, are you going to figure out?
We're working on how we can get the cakes that we're going to need, because we're going to need quite a few. Last year, I think we had maybe 150 cakes or more that we had. So this year we're going to need a lot more. But we're definitely working on getting more desserts so we could be able to box up and all the things that we're going to need. The containers, the silverware. We need so much still, and we're working on that right now. But the desserts, we are working on someone to help us out with that. We always, anybody out there that wants to volunteer and help give, donate to us for helping us out with the items that we need, you can. And again, we can have all the information right there on our web page and on our Facebook page that how they can donate and how they can be a part of helping serve or helping deliver. We can always use as many people as possible.
That's beautiful, but we've got to get that cake. One thing that we talked to Cheney Brothers, the other day we had Beverly Morrison to call Cecil, and of course he's over in Fort Myers area. They have a plant over there, and I don't know when he's going to be back, but we got to have those cakes if we have to go and have somebody to help buy those cakes. Now, just for the listening audience, and for remind me, what was that? If you said last year, because we had a lot of senior citizens, my sister and them, those people in the class of 58 at Roosevelt, they bought a lot of cakes. They helped us out with a lot of cakes. And they were all putting their little $25 in the pot. But it was something that you said, that you can go to a place and get six cakes for so much. Can you remember that?
Oh yes, we a lot of times we'll go to Sam's and Sam's to be able to get these cakes in bulk, and that's what we'll be doing again this year. We want to be able to go to Sam's and we'll put our order in of how many cakes we want, and they'll give us a discount on them. So, and they try to give us two of them in bulk. So I think our place again with this year will be Sam's. Of course, if anybody want to buy cakes, just buy cakes, that'd be fine. But Sam's is what we normally use to get our cakes in bulk.
Well, we got to work on that because, to be frank with you, Thanksgiving is not that far away. And of course, we are talking about dessert. And most people, when they eat that type of meal with frying the turkeys, the honey baked hams, and all the dressing and everything else that go with the plate, they got to have dessert. So long as we own the ball on that, because I don't want my phone to be flooded what happened with the dessert or what happened with the honey baked ham. So last year we like to ran out of some things because of, we didn't know we was going to get 7,000 people. I didn't put the budget up for 7,000, but we couldn't turn people away. And that's why we've gone over 8,000 already because of so much disaster and everything like that. But anyway, God always make a way. I can tell you that right now. I'm not going to sweat it because we have always done it. This will be our 60th year of doing that. That's a long time. And the other thing that she sent a message yesterday because she's an AKA and my wife is an AKA, but Dina Baker told my wife, and I need to give you that. She said whatever letters you dropped off, she's going to bring something to the table to help us get through with some things and what she promised with. She said that. So you know what she promised. You, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, now, what else we got on the table? Anything else?
Well, I just want to just besides the October, you know, we're still doing the trick or treat for the kids, so they won't have to go out. That's in October. At the end of October, we're going to be doing it at a couple of locations. We're going to be over at the Zoo Estates, which was formerly Stony Brooks. We're going to be at Goodmar Park, Myrtle Heights Park, and the George Fifth Street Park. We're going to be at those places doing some trick or treat out of the trunk, so we can get kids the candy, so it'll be safe for them this year. That's what we touched on. But those are the main things, topic that we're doing right now. I think our main thing is to have the public to continue to support us, help us out with the things that we need, and so we can make this Thanksgiving more enjoyable than any other one that we ever had, you know. And I think that's what we need right now, just the support. And do you have anything?
Not really. I'm just still resonating on the on what I read about the young lady working with the fire department, because I think that as we continue to look at the emergencies that are created because of the hurricanes and the storms and all these things, we really, 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 really need emergency responders in terms of a pipeline that's available 24/7 when there's a need. And so I'm excited about what we're doing in terms of taking food and scholarships and those. But in addition to that, just preparing people to be able to respond and having available people that are properly trained over the years. So when something like that happens, you know, we're prepared with young people coming into that field. So that's kind of what's resonating with me right now.
Well, are we finished? I had a phone call from the Gulf Coast, and I had to cut off a moment.
No, he was finished.
Okay, so I got to make my final remark?
Yes, sir, please. Thank you.
Okay, well, first of all, we'll hold the folk down while you go on vacation, which is really great. And we'll pray that you and your family be safe, and you'll be back in the middle of this over here for Thanksgiving and the holidays. And when you get back, when we have the senior citizen, I forgot to ask you, you in December, would you have come down and have lunch with us at the City Marina? Because we're going to ask different people, but we can have you bring a little greetings right there, because you know how to do that. Could you do that?
Absolutely.
Or would you do that? Yeah. We'll let you know exactly when we bring all those senior citizens, and then you can have lunch with us.
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure.
Thank you now.
Yes.
And my final remark is we are blessed by the best, and we don't have to worry about anything, no stress and no strain, because we got God on our side, and he's never let us down before. After going on 60 years, sometimes we be hanging out, they don't know where we going to get help, but we always come through. So bless you all and keep the prayers going, and I'll talk to you all next week.
Okay. Another episode that we've had, and it was great. And my final remark is everybody just continue to uphold, uplift everybody, and have a great Sunday.
All right, thank you, everybody. Just want to remind everybody that you have been listening to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach with Dan Calloway, Artie Williams, and Ann McNeil. And this was episode 98. And we'll see everybody next week. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.